more than bananas, how the Christian faith works for me and the whole universe. Episode 11, The Loss and Profit Account, Part 2. Jesus' story, that we did in episode 10, also implies that distance is no object when it comes to the reach of the mercy of God. It might work like this. At the very edge of our solar system is a humongous area of thinly spread rocks, dust, debris, planetoids, and dirty snowballs of various dimensions. It's called the Oort cloud. From here, the sun is barely brighter than any other star. The planets we are familiar with would appear to an Oort object, like moths flying near a light, far away. Every so often, however, the big planets and the sun align themselves in such a way that an object in the Oort cloud feels a strange tug pulling it sunwards. The other objects don't feel it because they aren't quite aligned the same way. But the destiny of this object is fixed. It will leave its colleagues in the Oort cloud and over thousands of years make its way to the heart of the solar system, there to enjoy in full the blazing light of the sun, pulled by gravity from an impossible distance, the edge of darkness. It might burn hotter than Mercury, or even be consumed in glorious fire. If the whole of humanity was a solar system with Jesus at the centre, we too would have close-in planets, people who seem unusually favoured in their access to God's words. We would also have an Oort cloud, people very far out, for whom even the name of Christ isn't known, hardly grasping which star to pick as the important one. It's tempting to see the inner planets as close to God's heart and the Oort cloud as far away, but I don't think that's what Jesus is teaching. People who cannot know his name can perhaps start to have their hearts reshaped by his mercy and can dimly and distantly start to serve him. The most remote object can be tugged by the burning fire at the centre. It may not move far or fast at first, but it is coming. And God is patient. Every Christian tradition believes this. That's why people baptise babies. They know that babies don't know what's happening to them, but they also know that God is able to take the tiny, the barely formed, the hardly started, that in the context of the eternal nature of God and humans, he's able to bring these barely formed outsiders from the edge of everything into completeness and wholeness in his blazing light and in his sweet time. Even groups that would rather die than baptize babies believe the same thing, though they couch it in different terms. Elect infants, says the austere 1689 Baptist Confession of Faith, even if they die very young, will meet God. This, of course, leads to an even more difficult question. Why are some of us proud and resistant to God? Why do others seem to have that resistance broken down so that they are groping towards a humility to God and compassion to people? Two answers are on offer. Christian tradition and teaching is that ultimately all the rescuing comes from God. He alone, unaided, gifts forgiveness and extends his arms to us. Nothing we can contribute is good enough. Nothing is needed. God pays the entire bill, bears the whole load, draws us into his heart on his own sweet initiative. It is all his unasked kindness from beginning to end. The second answer: the ministry of Jesus and the prophets, including the sheep and goat story itself, depends on the idea that we humans have choices and can take the vital decisions and actions about what kind of people we become. In other words, it's up to us. Who then is truly free to act, God or people? Or are both rendered unfree by love? Yet, where does love come from if not from God? These are unanswerable questions. What we can perhaps see, however, builds together into a picture of how God can be acting across the entire span of human history. First, he communicates 24/7 with every human who has ever lived, painting with broad strokes his greatness, his beauty, his strength. Second, he sends prophets to fill out the message so that an informed understanding of him spreads through the world as history unfolds. Third, however exposed you are or are not to the messages of these prophets, your heart can be tugged by God without any merit or prompting on your part. Thus, even those born tens of thousands of years before Christ can at the end of all things be received into his kingdom, so can every misshapen, uncategorizable, inconsistent human being, which is any of us.